Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our episode of Black Love Wins. I am your host, Shonda Norman, and we have
Michelle Elrod.
She's our other host tonight, you guys, and we are the hostesses or hostess, however you want to say it, for Black Love Win, and we're excited that you guys are joining us on this evening because we want to tell you a little bit about our podcast.
Yay!
Which is like, yay! So, like I said, I'm Shonda Norman, and me and my husband have been married for 7 years now, and we are in love, and we're enjoying this marriage thing, and I'm gonna let Michelle tell you about her and her hubby.
Me and my husband, Rico Elrod, have been married for 18 years. Yes, he was my very, very first boyfriend. The first guy my mama let me go out with.
Wow.
And then my daddy wasn't ready to strangle. I love him. Like, I still love the ground that man walks on. He is amazing. I think he's amazing.
Aww.
He still wets my whistle, so.
All right, now, girl. All right. Well, we're going to be talking about a lot of different topics on Black Love Win. And we also want to say that if you guys out there in Atlanta podcast got any questions or comments of any kind that you want us to address on Black Love Win, be more than happy to, you know, DM us, inbox us, shoot us a message. We can read your question, you know, over the podcast, just to make it interesting. But we're going to get into a lot of different topics, you guys. So it's not just addressed to Black couples, but it's just the Black community overall, family, politics, economic situations, financial situations.
Yes.
You know, we're going to get into all of that. So this is just our first
religion.
Right. So this is our first introduction to Black Love Win, and we want you guys to be able to tune in, to be able to hear us, and, you know, and just have fun with us.
Well, Shonda, let me ask you a few questions. Let's let the audience get to know you. So where did you meet, Shon? Like, where did y'all meet?
Oh, wow, honey. I get embarrassed of telling it. So we actually met in Charlotte, and we met at a club called Savoy. And, you know, I didn't think nothing of it. You know, he didn't think nothing of it. It was just a dance. And, you know, the dance led to, well, can I take you to breakfast the next morning? So we went to breakfast. And, you know, and after that, I was just like, you know, it is what it is. You know, nice guy, whatever, whatever. But, you know, I didn't see no future coming out of it. But eventually, he kept coming to Charlotte. So I guess, you know, it was something there that made him, that sparked his attention to say, you know what, I'm going to come to Charlotte every weekend. Because he was busting, burning that road up every weekend, getting up there. So that's pretty much how we met. How you and Rico met, girl?
Now, mine might be a little more embarrassing and maybe not as exciting, but I met Rico. I'm from the southern side, and they used to play basketball over there, and everybody would go up and down the street on Sundays and drive their car. So I guess Rico had washed his stepdad's car up real nice and pretty, and he was riding up the street, and I was on my way home, and I had been told, do not stop for anybody. Don't stop. Don't look. Go straight home. Well, when he slowed up, I was like, listen, I can tell you're not from over here. How about don't stop right there? Meet me around the corner.
Oh, Lord.
But when he got out the car to talk to me, he had on these red shoes. I was like, look at this corny fool with these red shoes on. So when he asked for my number, I was like, let me get your number. So I got his number. I was going to hook him up with my friend and decided after we got to talking, and we just really talked for a long time, probably for like 6 or 7 months.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, I thought he was a nerd.
Oh, Lord.
I thought he was a nerd. I could tell. I mean, he was from Easley. I'm from the city of Greenville. Okay. Like, what in the world? And he, the day he was going to meet my friend, I was like, I'm going to keep it for myself. And we've been going strong ever since then.
Well, all right now. All right. So
that's how we met.
That's awesome, girl. That's awesome. Well, I am so excited about this podcast. You know, guys, this is just our first run through, but it's going to be more after this. You know, when we get everything situated as far as our topics, y'all just going to tune in. We're going to make you laugh. We're going to make you cry. And we're going to make you think. So that's
exactly
what we can do. And exactly. I want to be able to tell y'all, too, that you can listen to us not only on the Anchor app, but you can also find us on Apple Podcasts, on Overcast, Radio Public, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Pocket Cast, and Spotify. So you can hear us on, how many did I just say? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different podcasts.
You can,
all right. We doing it now. We doing it.
We trying.
So we just wanted to give y'all a little quick introduction of who we are and, you know, what the podcast is going to be about. So we just excited and we just looking forward to having a good time with you guys.
I am definitely look, I'm excited. I love, and I love Black love. And yes. I love to see us winning. And Shonda, I'm so thankful to be doing this thing with you. So I am excited.
Girl,
I cannot wait to bring in more people to hear us and to see how we can be an impact on the Black love community. So I'm very excited.
Me too. All right. Well, that's all we got for you guys tonight. But y'all just keep following us and join us again. We'll have a set time and day that y'all can tune in, and we look forward to telling y'all more about this Black love thing. Yes.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.